Coronavirus, New Jersey State Police Action Shuts Down Gun Sales. By A.W.R. Hawkins on March 24, 2020. Gun sales in New Jersey came to a screeching halt Saturday after New Jersey State Police Superintendent Patrick J. Callahan announced a shutdown of the state's background check system. The end of the state's background check system followed on the heels of Governor Phil Murphy's D. order closing all non-essential businesses in the Garden State. Murphy did not include gun and ammunition stores as essential. Therefore, their doors had to close on March 21 at 9 p.m. like all other non-essential establishments. New Jersey State Police responded to Murphy's order by announcing they would close the state's background check system as part of the non-essential shutdown. The National Rifle Association, Institute for Legislative Action, NRELA, posted the New Jersey State Police announcement. On Saturday, March 21, 2020, Governor Phil Murphy announced he is putting New Jersey in lockdown to combat the spread of coronavirus. Per Executive Order 107, he is ordering the residents of New Jersey to stay home, directing all non-essential retail businesses closed to the public. At this time, the order includes New Jersey firearms state licensed dealers. The New Jersey State Police NICS unit is directing the vendor of the NICS online application, NICUSA, to turn off the NICS online services for submitting NICS transactions by eliminating the request form button, effective 9 p.m. EST, Saturday, March 21, 2020. You will still have the ability to view the message board and the status of previously submitted transactions. This request form feature will remain off until further order by Governor Murphy. In a state where it is mandated that all gun sales be conducted via background check, the shutdown of the system shuts down gun sales. If you already have a firearm and ammunition for self-defense, you are one of the lucky ones. The NRELA responded to the background check closure by saying, New Jersey's actions are an unacceptable deprivation of Second Amendment rights at a time when residents are concerned for the safety of themselves, their loved ones, and their communities. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @HawkinsRHawkins. Reach him at @HawkinsRHawkins@Breitbart.com. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.